The United States director at the National Counterterrorism Center resigned today. Big MAGA guy, directly appointed by Trump, just straight up said, "I cannot in clear conscience continue to work for this administration and this war," which was prompted by Israel. Can't in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby. It's been an honor serving under the POTUS, blah, blah, blah. Right. Did we win yet? Well, it's not good if you're fighting kind of like a prolonged war on terror, and the head of your counterterrorism, you know, agency says, I feel like we're doing this for Israel, you know? I support the values and foreign policies you campaigned on in 2016, 2020, 2024, which you enacted in your first term. Until June of 2025, you understood the wars in the Middle East were a trap that robbed America, precious lives, and our patriots, and depleted the wealth and prosperity of our nation. In your first administration, you understood better than any modern president how to decisively apply military power without getting us drawn into never-ending wars. You demonstrated this by killing Qassem Soleimani and defeating ISIS. Right. Of course, obviously. As one does. Early in this admin, high-ranking Israeli officials and influential members of the American media deployed a misinformation campaign that wholly undermined your America First platform and sowed pro-war sentiments to encourage a war with Iran. This is just like classic example of good czar, bad boyars, right? Trump can never personally do wrong. It is always that Trump has been misled, as if that doesn't reflect negatively on Trump himself. This echo chamber was used to deceive you into believing that Iran posed an imminent threat to the United States, and that should you strike now, there was a clear path to a swift victory. This is probably going to end up being the national narrative for the Republican Party from now on, after Trump is dead, when they have to move away from Trump's platform. Anytime Trump did something that they could not campaign anymore, they'll basically just be like, yeah, well, he was duped by Israel into doing that, you know? Like, that wasn't Trump. Trump's intentions were always pure. He was misled, he was deceived by an insidious cabal of insiders who are not loyal to our nation, but rather to another. Where have I heard this one before? This is a lie and is the same tack that the Israelis used to draw us into the disastrous Iraq war that cost our nation the lives of thousands of our best men and women. Okay, this guy might be an actual JQer. Israel was absolutely a component in the Iraq war, but that was like much less so than this. Much less so than this. Israel did not have nearly the same influence over American politics, or I guess like the Zionist, you know, narrative was not as influential back then as it is today. Yeah. As a veteran who deployed to combat 11 times, and as a Gold Star husband who lost my beloved wife Shannon to a war manufactured by Israel, Jesus, I cannot support sending the next generation off to fight and die in a war that serves no benefit to the American people, nor justifies the cost to American lives. It's worth noting that, like, this is a right and further right schism right here. This is not actually any kind of like leftward sentiment against Trump. I will never respect people who say the reason it's bad for us to do war with Iran is because we might get killed. So what? If you could just like invulnerably slaughter Iranian civilians for no reason, that would be fine. Fuck you, you know? But that's a very, very common sentiment among anti-war people. They're like, well, what about the cost to American lives? Dude, American lives are the ones I care least about. The American servicemen, the ones who signed up for it, the ones who signed the big contract saying your life is now a tool for oil companies. Like those people? What about them, man? They made a choice. Iraqi civilians didn't make a choice. Iranian, those fucking schoolgirls in Iran didn't make a choice. Classic Tsar Boyar bit. In a phenomenal show of self-control and restraint, Carolyn Leavitt actually quote tweeted this like an hour after it went out. And she pinned the tweet? Oh my God. Oh no. There are many false claims in this letter, but let me address one specifically, that Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation. This is the same false claim that Democrats and some of the liberal media have been repeating over and over. As Trump has clearly and explicitly stated, he had strong and compelling evidence Iran was going to attack the United States first. Yeah, I thought she was smart. I think she used to act smarter, but it kind of feels like she doesn't have a plan for fleeing the sinking ship, which makes sense because she's the press secretary. It's really really tough to distance yourself from the behavior of the president when it's your job to be a spokesman. Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. The Iranian regime is evil. Blah, 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 blah. This is like standard. It's neocon dreck, right? Because that's what we've defaulted to justify this conflict. It's the exact same shit you would have heard from Bush or from anyone, really. The commander-in-chief determines what does and does not constitute a threat because he is the one constitutionally empowered to do so. And the American people went to the ballot box and entrusted him and him alone to make final judgments. Comes across as like incredibly insecure that in your quote tweet of the resigning director of counterterrorism, you're trying to like continue to pitch the idea that regardless of whether or not Trump is right, he's able to. He's not. I mean, this is all illegal, but you're making a lot of cases at once. You know what I mean? You're not just arguing with Joe Kent over here. You're arguing with like everyone all at once, which is a really bad position. You've opened multiple fronts, you know? I've seen this play out in battles before. It doesn't work out very well. You want to fight one front at a time. Neocon would be an improvement over this? Maybe. Well, a neocon might do this more, like, effectively. If we had a Bush type in office, he probably would have, you know, considered the possibility that Iran might close the Strait of Hormuz. So if anything, I'm glad Trump's in office over a neocon, because a neocon might do a better job of inflicting American, like, hard power on, you know, on the rest of the world. Rubio's a neocon? Rubio is a neocon, but Rubio's not the main guy making the shots over here with Iran. You know, he was Venezuela. He will be Cuba. Essentially arguing the head of the National Counterterrorism Center doesn't have good intel. Yeah, I know this isn't really a good way of determining who's right or who's wrong, but the fact that Carolyn Leavitt right now has 35K likes, 18K comments, and Joe Kent has 500,000 likes, 50K comments, is pretty telling. It's not, this is not only like the left signal boosting. There is a lot of friction within MAGA. I know we talk about how MAGA is a cult, and that's true, but keep in mind that whenever you guys see polling about how Trump has like 91% approval among MAGA, remember that pollsters distinguish MAGA and Republican, and they do this because those pollsters are pro-Trump. This is a pro-Trump sentiment. The myth that Trump remains like invulnerable within his core demographic only remains the case because they keep shrinking his core demographic. They'll say, among MAGA Republicans, Trump's war is super popular. Okay, what about like all Republicans? Why are we only, like, that doesn't make any sense. Like every leader is 100% popular if you're only asking people who specifically define themselves as belonging to the movement the leader represents. It'd be like trying to say that, you know, Mamdani has 100% popularity with New Yorkers if you only ask DSA members. Like, okay. I kind of figure, for one, actually, wait, hold on. That would be very surprising given the tendency for DSA to infight. But you understand the point. It doesn't really, it doesn't prove your point.
Director of National Counterterrorism, Joe Kent, he just resigned today. He said he can't support your conflict with Iran. What's your reaction to that? And did you?
Well, I read his statement. I always thought he was a nice guy, but I always thought he was weak on security, very weak on security. I didn't know him well, but I thought.
Trump appointed him.
He seemed like a pretty nice guy. But when I read his statement, I realized that it's a good thing that he's out, because he said that Iran was not a threat. Iran was a threat. Every country realized what a threat Iran was. The question is whether or not they wanted to do something about it. And many people, many of the greatest military scholars are saying for years that presidents should have taken out Iran because they wanted a nuclear weapon. They were, if we didn't do the attack, or if I'll go a step.
The key that Joe Kent, I guess, failed to acknowledge here is that the Israelis and Mossad agents like Lindsey Graham flattered Trump, whereas Joe Kent was not, you know. You can get Trump to believe literally anything as long as you flatter him. Get your face pressed against the Western Wall a couple of times, you know. Give him a little kippah, make him feel special. He'll say whatever. Joe Kent should have done his own disinformation campaign.
Further, if I didn't terminate the Iran nuclear...
Bosch and Trump matching colors? Yeah, I wonder why that is.
...your deal given to us, one of the worst deals ever made by Barack Hussein Obama. Remember when they sent Boeing 757s over there? Loaded with cash. Hundreds of millions of dollars. You would have been very happy. This was a wonderful... They sent hundreds of millions... People forget that. Does anybody remember? Right? You remember... Hundreds of millions of-
from Ken Johnson 3947 in YouTube chat. I just learned I live in District 9 in Chicago. Got a dip to vote for Kat. If Kat loses by one vote, I'm remembering your name. Just keep that in mind.
Dollars in a Boeing 757. I think they had two of them loaded. They took the seats out and they put cash. And it was so much that there wasn't a bank in Virginia, Maryland, or D.C. that had any money left. They stripped them of all their money, put it into place, sent it to Iran. Almost as ransom. That's not going to happen with Trump. And nobody ever did anything about it. Nobody ever said anything about it. Can you imagine if I did that? So they've been a threat for a long time. But they've really been a threat. If I didn't terminate Obama's horrible deal that he made, the Iran nuclear deal, you would have had a nuclear war 4 years ago.
Is Trump Irish? No, I think he's German, right? I think he's German. Isn't that where the Drumpf thing came from John Oliver? Or Dutch? Is Drumpf Dutch? German and Scottish. Okay, gotcha. He's obscenely German. I mean, he gives the vibe. Yeah, he does. I think, like, Trump would look extremely German if he just lost weight. Because all German politicians are skinny. If Trump lost weight, he would look German. But he's fat, so he looks American. But if he stopped dyeing his hair and he just went bald and he was skinny, what do you think of the Trump chimp edits? I think they're delightful. You mean the ones, like, the ones they do for Vladimir Putin? Where Trump picks up the banana phone, he's like, ooh, ooh, ah. And then he's looking at a map where, like, the bananas are in the Middle East, and he's going to get them. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
You would have had nuclear holocaust, and you would have had it again.
Oh, that escalated.
Again, if we didn't bomb the site. So when somebody is working with us that says they didn't think Iran was a threat, we don't want those people because, and there are some people, I guess, that would say that, but they're not smart people or they're not savvy people.
Great stuff. So I'm just going to take a guess here, and I could be wrong. I think that Trump did not know who Joe Kent was because he was asked, his top counterterrorism director resigned, and he had two words on it, and then he just went back into the weave. I think that if he remembered who Joe Kent was, he would have made, like, directed attacks against Joe Kent. Like, he would have specifically insulted him rather than just like, oh, I thought he was weak. Move on. You know, I think he forgot. There's no way he remembers everyone in his administration. He's so out of it. Funny, Joe Kent is also like an incredible, at once a very memorable and a very forgettable name. For one, it's like, I get it, Superman. But on the other hand, it doesn't even sound real. It's just like, I mean, it's like a comic name, you know?
We just learned, get this, the director of the National...
He definitely would have made fun of Joe's dead wife if he remembered. He'd be like, actually, I prefer my top counterterrorism security officials to have alive wives, thank you. He'd do something like that. That's true.
Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, has just announced he's resigning. CNN National Security reporter Zachary Cohn is joining us right now. Zachary, what more can you tell us about this dramatic development?
Yeah, Wolf, this appears to be a significant resignation at the senior-most levels of the Trump intelligence community. This is Joe Kent.
Dude, I just realized I actually have a tie made in Ireland.
Joe Kent says he believes that this is started because of pressure from Israel and its American lobby. I'm wondering, General, what you think about one of the last lines here. He says...
CNN, guarantee you, CNN, deeply Zionist organization, not going to address that point at all. All they're going to say is, well, he said that. They're not going to engage with it at all.
You can reverse course and chart a new path for our nation, or you can allow us to slip further toward decline and chaos. You hold the cards. I'm wondering, at this point, several weeks into this war, you have Iran saying that the Strait of Hormuz will never go back to the conditions where it was before. How do you chart a new course?
He needs to cut his losses, that being President Trump. He needs to cut his losses and shut this down as quick as he possibly can. That would be the best thing at dissolution. You know, I'm not sure if he's got the capability, the wherewithal to actually do that politically. But, I mean, this is not going well, and it's going to get worse. And bully for Mr. Joe Kent for having the political courage to stand up for what he believes.
I'm fucking 1 million years old. Bully for, I love the gumption he showed by, I won't talk about why he did it.
You know, this is a guy that's a big time MAGA supporter, has always been, very much like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who you had on your show yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are significant resignations from the MAGA world, and people need to take note, and I hope that this leads to the resignation of other members of the administration, because he is absolutely spot on target. This is not in the best interest.
I'm just going to skip ahead and see if any of these or any of these fucking talking heads touch on the Israel bit. They're just not going to touch on it, man. Oh God, I hate media so fucking much. It is insane how strong the squelch order on this is. You know, the Ellisons buying CNN isn't going to change anything. The Ellisons are going to be like, we saw how Barry Weiss tanked the credibility of CBS. We actually need CNN to be less Zionist. Could you go back to more subtly pushing Israel's influence rather than doing it this openly? Is this the beginning of a psyop? Everything is a psyop. Everything in existence is a psyop. It's okay. What about MSNBC? Or sorry, MS Now. What about MS Now?
Trump officials have said, look, this is a joint operation with Israel. They are hand in glove. They are together with the same strategic objectives here.
Totally value neutral coverage of the information until we get to the claim that Israel pushed America into this war, which is a factually correct claim. It's not even remotely conspiratorial. We have confirmations from many sources showing that Israel pushed America into this conflict, like admissions from Trump, from Mike Johnson, like on every level. But that's a highly controversial statement, a huge statement. And that's it. That's the only mention. That's it. Oh, hold on. Is my cynicism about to be countered?
Probably expect Joe Kent to be on Tucker Carlson soon.
Oh, no, never mind. Sorry. My bad. I saw a little snippet that looked like they were acknowledging the fact that this is true and everyone knows it's true. Never mind. Oh, the fact that everyone knows that Israel pushed us into this war. Oh, I bet he's going to go on that neo-Nazis podcast soon, which he might, to be fair. Oh, my God, man. Our media is so fucked. So fucked. Jesus Christ. Yeah, he probably will go on Tucker. I'm not suggesting that Joe Kent is like a principled anti-Zionist. He's probably an anti-Semite, but, you know, still. Jesus Christ. Forbes quoted Israel and Jared Moskowitz did not say anything about that. What do you mean?
Publicly saying, and I'm quoting him now, Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from
this
Israel
is from CNN, not
and its
Forbes.
Powerful American lobby. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't care what Joe Kent's right. Democrats opposed Joe Kent getting that position.
He was confirmed by the Senate.
He may have been confirmed by the Senate. He wasn't confirmed by Democrats. He was confirmed by Republicans, okay? This is a guy who went on Nazi sympathizer podcasts. You know, this is someone who has espoused pro-Kremlin talking points, thinks that, you know, Putin had some justification to go into Ukraine. You know, he said Anthony Fauci should be charged with murder. He's not exactly the messenger here that I think we should be putting up, even if you agree with some of his points in the letter. So I'm glad he's gone. You know, he should never have gotten that position, quite frankly. He ran a very extreme campaign with, you know, racist Islam.
Like AIPAC forces Dems to not even be like Dems. It's part of the Democrat weakness. Dems can't even lay pressure on MAGA right now. The big schism in MAGA, even bigger than the Epstein files, is the fact that Donald Trump is obviously an Israeli asset, which kind of runs counter to the MAGA first thing. But Dems can't even point that out because Dems are also an Israeli asset. Oh, my God. It is depressing. All right, let me cut this off.